Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I made it back just in time for Bit Season. I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
What episode are we on here?
We're on episode 54.
No, 53.
I thought you were quizzing me.
I swear, I wrote it down.
Huh? You know what? I think Stallion might be off.
No.
Let me check your math. Speaking of which, wasn't that embarrassing today that Eric didn't know how to explain math to his... to his little daughter.
Well, I actually think that that is more common than you would think. I mean, his daughter's in eighth grade. If you gave me... Valdez always brags about his math skills.
I do not brag about math skills. I do not.
It's him and AWOD.
No. This is awesome.
Could I do eighth grade math? No, I could not. Stallion?
Yeah, I could do Algebra 1. That's Algebra 1, right?
Right now.
Right now. Give
me an
Algebra.
You're in college, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, that does not. Yeah,
that doesn't count. You're getting your reps in right now. That doesn't count.
This is what Drab does, is that he always asks me about, like, hey, what's 33% of the 400? Or he'll say, how do you spell X, Y, and Z? So it's kind of your fault, too.
No, because I'm just talking off the cuff. I'm having a conversation with you. I'm not actually thinking, like, oh, how do I do this math problem? What annoyed me in that conversation today was Cake saying that he would need a calculator to do 72 times 23.
Meaning
on a piece, like he couldn't do it on a piece of paper.
No, I couldn't either.
He doesn't know how to cross.
Stop it.
No, I can't.
You don't know how to do
multiplication. We grew up in the calculator era. We never did that paper, pencil
that
stuff.
You act like they didn't have calculators 60 years ago.
I know, but calculators were just more equipped for us.
When did Texas Instruments
Hold on, give me that pen. Are you honestly telling me you couldn't figure out what 72 times 23 is?
We had phone calculators. When we had iPod touches, we had a calculator on that too. I forgot how to cross multiply. It's just I'm out of the ballpark. Like I just can't do that.
1656, I believe.
You want me to check your math?
Yeah, check my math there.
Let's see. Let's see. Six.
Fired. Start.
You don't know about you don't stack the numbers on top of each other.
No,
and add a zero.
Money.
Yeah, I mean,
give me like a big time equation. I can follow the PEMDAS formula and I'll be silly.
Now it would take me if you said how to divide. It would take me a second to try to figure that out.
Oh yeah, because now you got to add the decimal.
You got to do the bracket thing. Yeah, and figure out all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Add the zeros and then go into the zero.
I can't believe you guys still remember that stuff. Like I just have no idea at this point.
You just told me you could do eighth grade math. That's
I could. That's fourth grade math.
Yeah, that's fourth grade math I just gave you.
I know. I said I could do eighth grade math. Never said I could do fourth grade math.
Did you memorize your times tables?
Yeah. I mean, that's money. Give me one. Just
seven
give me
times
one.
Eight.
Huh? 56.
Yeah. All right, give me one. Give me one. Eight times eight.
64.
Yeah. Actually, that's easy because that's a
yeah.
Seven times six.
Seven times six, 42.
Easy.
I'm good with multiplication.
Same.
Outside, any step beyond that, I would struggle mightily with. Fractions.
Are you worried, since you do have two younger daughters, that when they get older and you're doing homework time, mm-hmm. that you will feel stupid?
I know the pressure will be on because I know my wife will not be able to do the math herself, so it will fall on my broad shoulders to figure it out.
You know what? You're basically in charge of their future. That's a lot of weight to carry.
I know. I'm hoping that one is better than the other at certain subjects, and they can help each other. Like one's good at social studies, one's good at... Oh, question for you. I actually asked my friend this a few weeks ago, all right? Stallion, this might be too old for you, but I want mm-hmm. Valdez's opinion on this.
Okay.
You get a binder, right? Uh-huh. You're a trapper keeper guy. Say you're in high school.
Yes.
Give me that pen back. I gotta write these. I gotta write these down. You get a manila divider with tabs on it.
Okay. Oh, I saw this debate.
I want to know.
You want to know my colors?
I want to know your colors assigned to subjects.
Okay.
All right. So I believe the colors were blue, red,
green, and yellow.
Green and yellow. Okay. And the subjects were, we'll just say English.
I know. Social studies.
Social studies.
Science and math.
Science and math. Okay. What tabs go with what subject? Valdez.
All right. This was every single year. I did the same colors.
Right. Me too.
Okay.
Hold on. Stallion, do you even know what we're talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. No, we did this too.
I don't know how the kids do these.
We don't want to exclude you from this.
Yeah. That's fine.
Mr. Calculator. All right. But English is always red.
Really?
Yes. You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because I read that book.
That's actually
just
nice.
Blow your mind.
That's nice. Yeah.
Okay. English was not read for me. But I want to hear yours, and then I'll give you mine.
All right. Science
is no brainer.
It's always blue.
What?
The Earth is blue. Science is always blue.
He's a weirdo. That's how I know about these is a weirdo. Okay. Right. Continue.
Math is always yellow.
All right. And what else?
I need a bed.
six minutes.
All right.
Welcome back from vacation. History / social studies is green.
That makes literally no sense.
That makes all the sense.
Let me tell you the way it goes. First off, that is so wrong. Red belongs to social studies because of war and blood.
No, red English. I read it. Scarlet letter.
No, because red would not go with English because you would have red on your papers if you did something poorly, a bad grade on your English paper. Red would not go with
red badge of courage, scarlet letter. Red, There's a lot of red in literature.
I think I'm right on this one.
No, you're
social studies
wrong.
Is red.
Completely
so,
wrong.
Okay, so yeah, social studies is red. This is just mine.
No.
Okay, hold on. The one that he's an idiot on is science.
No.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Okay.
I agree with that too.
You're the only person.
Science is blue. Always blue.
Science is always green.
No.
Science plants are the photosynthesis is the basics of life forms.
All right, sky is blue.
Okay.
Earth, blue. Water blue.
Yeah, I am aware that water is blue, but it does science and biology on the cover of every biology.
Well, if that's the case, then it would be red because biology, blood, red.
No. What was on the cover of your biology book, Matt Valdez?
My biology book?
A plant. Yes. Do you know why English is yellow?
Tell me. I need
because
to know
of yellow notepads.
You legal write, pads?
Legal. I write. Paper is more like you write on yellow paper. Yes.
I like my reasoning.
No, your reasoning was excluded from the show. And then math is the leftover blue. I believe the most math textbooks are also blue in color. Yep.
Math textbooks are not blue in color.
Yes, they are.
No, they are not. Yeah.
I can bring one of my old ones in.
Yeah, bring it. I would love to see your math book. Yes.
I have a very distinct memory of my math
book. Is that right
book.
Next? Is that next to your Clifford book?
Would you want what grade? Sixth grade math book?
Yeah. Let me see a sixth grade math book.
I'm just going to Google that. We'll see what color it is. Textbook. Or I'll say textbook. That's fair. Do you remember? Did you guys have the silly brown paper bag book covers?
Of course. Do you think I didn't take the funny section?
Oh, you did the funny section.
I did the funnies, and then also yes, I did the Angels Food Market paper bag over my book.
You don't know about that, Stallion?
No, I don't know about the brown.
It's a book cover.
Yeah, and I swear to God, you would make this thing so tight. All right, it'd be like skinny jeans on a fat man. Right? And you're folding this thing so tight, so it's so perfect.
Here you go, Valdez. Mathematics course one. That's a. They all looked exactly like this. Let me show Stallion. There's some sort of sky blue color. They're all sky. No, every math book has like a sky.
Some weird shape on it and everything.
Let me tell you, every math book has a sky on it for whatever reason.
All right, and what was the yellow one again? Oh, legal pad.
English
no one
is
used the legal pad.
I know, but English
composition book.
English was the leftover subject, and the color.
English,
so you found
English
a reason.
Always got first billing.
No.
Yes.
No, it's the hardest one to pinpoint.
Oh, I loved English.
Well, so do I, but
and then I think mine makes perfect sense. Red, I read a book. And red is a color.
No, he's annoying me by saying that.
I will say though, that's smart. I'm not gonna lie.
My brain
those are homophones, Valdez.
My brain works on such a silly level. Some stuff like that.
No,
that's why. Red Badge of Courage, Scarlet Letter, Red Fish, Two Fish, One Fish, Blue Fish. All of the great literary works are red.
I'm not gonna lie, the red reasoning that he's bringing up is smart. Like I'm sorry, is smart.
That is wrong because you would have your essays corrected in red. Anything you do wrong is in red. So why would you turn an essay?
Well, what would you do graded. For the other subject then, too, if it's red? It's something's got to be red.
It's social studies. It's full of blood and war.
I mean, yes, that's right. Oh, geez, he almost spilled that Mountain Dew everywhere.
My green Mountain Dew almost
pulled a Lindsey John yesterday at the Junks.
All right, what were yours again?
So blue for math.
Yes.
Green for science.
Yes.
Red social studies. Yellow English.
We're simpatico.
Exactly.
I think that's the standard.
That's what I kind of grew up with.
And the symbolism of red and a lot of books, too. The color red.
You can try to sell me on that. That's fine. You're the only person who has blue for science. I can guarantee you that.
What? Oh, just because of plants?
Yes, because green's got to fit something.
Right.
What do you have green for?
Social studies, I think. Yeah, right. Green
was my
social.
I'm sure that makes sense. Yeah. He's a big fan of Italy.
Greenland. I don't
know. All right. How did we even get into that?
I don't know.
What are we talking about here?
Math skills.
No, not my
math skills, yeah.
My math skills kind of stink.
But what I was saying was, don't you feel... So you're basically your kid's teacher nowadays. Because... Yeah. They're going to come to you for every single question they have, and you're going to have to be able to know all the
I think we get a pass with math because of Common Core.
What is Common Core?
You don't know about Common Core math? They change how kids learn math 10, 15 years ago. They don't do it. So they don't do that. I don't think that so box thing anymore.
They don't do that. They don't know moving decimal points over and
no,
stuff
it's
like
some.
We're probably making teachers go nuts.
Right now. Yeah. I'm sure. I don't know how many teachers are listening to Bit Season. Math teachers.
They'd be in trouble. Those students. Good luck.
Yeah, that is a lot of pressure. I think that's what drives parents insane, is helping their kids. That's why it always ricks me when EB says that he's hands off and he doesn't have to. He never has
you don't
to
want
help.
You don't want your kid to be like a halfwit.
Of course not. Yeah. Of course not.
But
you think Cakes is helping his kids with?
No. It's just lazy not lazy. That's the wrong word. But it's like once you've accomplished school,
mm-hmm.
All right. Once you're done with it. You do whatever you can to never go back, unless you're a teacher. I don't ever want to think about a test or subject or learning something ever again.
You know what always tilts me is when the junkies say, you don't need to learn this. Like Roman numerals. Maybe I'll give them Roman numerals, but everyone always says, you don't need math. It's always dumb people who say that. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that.
It's never people with intellectual jobs or just smart people. They're dumb radio people say that. You think anyone who's working in IT who's building code says,
no,
you don't need to learn math.
I'm actually team Roman numerals.
All right.
Sounds so right. Stupid.
Tell me, team. I'm going to put my feet up on the counter here. You're going to now sell me on Roman numerals after you told me science is blue. Okay.
Super Bowls. Very important for Super Bowls.
All right. Outside of Super Bowls,
Rocky movies.
So you need to know six. I guess we're on to the creeds now.
And just for some reason, I think it's kind of cool knowing that I'm doing the same kind of calculations as Julius Caesar or somebody so long ago in 44 BC. All right. That's why I think it's kind of cool. That's all. That's all I got for you. It's not much of a sales pitch.
Ryan, what letter of the alphabet is 1,000 in Roman numerals?
Oh, you guys know. I got it.
I'm going to check my math.
I got it. It's a letter. It's a letter. X.
No.
I'm going to guess it is C.
You guys don't know what you're talking about.
Or is it M?
It's M.
M.
Dang it.
I don't know why. I just remember that. So,
we never did Super Bowl 1000.
You're going to be first to jump in.
Simple logo. Yeah.
What's 50? Do you know what 50 is?
I'm going to go W.
Isn't it L?
Yeah, no, we just had the Super Bowl. Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I don't know Roman numerals. Here's something I don't. Roman numerals.
Wait, 40. I'm going to ask Valdez 40. 40? Super Bowl 40, Steelers, Seahawks.
It is XL.
There you go. Of course, Valdez knows
these. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, with XL, but usually there's a 2 in front of it. Okay. You knew that was cool. I will say, after vacation, I've never felt pudgier in my life.
I don't think you look any pudgier.
Wore dark colors.
Yeah. You were sending us a photo of him.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
That was a little embarrassing.
Why?
Well, you're like sending us a photo of himself, and he goes, "I've never looked better."
No. It wasn't my body. It wasn't my, in terms of my body.
It was a full body shot of you on the golf course.
No, it was, wasn't me on the golf course.
Oh, yeah. You were wearing those red shorts. You're right. You weren't on those red gym shorts.
We're on a boat ride. Okay. And we stop at this island that's just shells. Okay. All these oyster shells just wash up and form this one
island. Sounds like a Nubs Island. Yeah.
It is.
Here's the shore. It's all sea cells.
Yeah, keep drowning. All right. That's what happens when your English is yellow.
I'm sure that's not a tongue twister.
But it's a shell island, seashell island.
Okay.
And we're cruising around the boat looking at gators and dolphins and everything, a bunch of sea creatures. And we pull up to the island and I get out and just start exploring. And a candid picture was taken of me exploring the island. And I look in the backdrop, the lighting's so perfect, the sky's blue. I look tan. I'm looking off in the distance.
You do look tan. You look like you're jacked. I'll give you that.
Here's the thing is that if I just sucked in my gut a little bit more, that would be like profile worthy.
All right. Did you tweet that out?
No, I've been saving it to tweet out after this discussion.
Okay. All right, there you go. All right. The biddies can rate that photo. Yeah, yeah.
The tan looks nice, I will say.
You know, I guarantee you, the first comment is going to be, looks like Valdez just ate all those oysters. That's what it's going to be. But that's why I sent it to you.
I
thought you guys would enjoy it since we talk about Abercrombie so much.
I thought you were going to be all morose today. And you're all chipper because usually when you come back from a vacation, you're saying,
woe
is me.
I tried to not do that this time because just my MO. And nobody wants to hear that. Although I did find the perfect place that I'm going to go live and pour beers at down in South Carolina.
The Bluffton.
Yeah, we talk about Bluffton all the time.
Yeah. What's the plantation you found?
Wexford. Not allowed in there. That's gated.
Oh, okay. You're not.
No. I'm going to pour beers at Quarterdeck that overlooks the 18th hole at Harbortown.
Oh. That sounds so nice.
Yeah,
sounds
I know. That's going to be my new job.
Did you play a ton of golf?
I played 4 days.
Is the golf better in Hilton Head than Myrtle Beach?
It's been a while since I've been down in Myrtle.
I don't know. South Carolina, I always think of the golf.
All the courses are the same. They have gators, ponds, and they're flat.
They're all the same.
They're all the same.
All over. Is it the Low Country? Is that
yeah. They yeah. That?
People love to say Low Country.
I've never even heard that. No, I've never heard that.
Low Country. What color is your social studies?
Red. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, Cake says that all the time.
It's just all because you're right. Down in New Orleans. Everything's fried down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came back and I felt so awful about myself. So I'm just eating fried green tomatoes and shrimp and hush puppies.
You'll be back on your regular.
I know, but I wanted to tell you that this sounds so stupid. So during the Junkie show today, mm-hmm. I ordered a weighted vest.
Oh, you did? Yes. Like the Tiger Woods workout vest.
Yes. All right. Doing the Tiger Woods marching around
Navy
in my
SEAL
boots.
Training.
Navy SEAL training.
Why?
Damage my knees.
Why are you doing that?
Because I hate running.
Well, yeah, everybody hates running.
So I think I figured out a way.
So you're trying to burn calories.
Yeah, so I figured out a way to con the system
mm-hmm.
by adding 40 pounds to my body.
Oh, you got a 40-pound weight.
Yeah, 40-pound weighted vest that I'm going to wear around.
Where are you going to wear that?
I'm going to wear that in...
To, like, Home Depot?
No, I'm going to go and put the incline on the treadmill.
Oh, okay.
And just walk.
I guess,
yeah. Yeah, until my knees give out. And I run out of cartilage in my knee.
I've seen guys. I hate those guys. They're so dramatic.
The weighted vest guys.
Yeah. Like, what are you training to be a firefighter?
I'm one step away from a gallon jug of water.
Get out of here. She's just a show off.
Well, it is good. You were giving me a hard time today because he said Drab wasn't happy to see me.
I was not,
comment like that.
This is what was weird is. I was excited to get back, and you know
he's been gone for 3 days.
that I get psyched to do bit season,
mm-hmm.
and honestly, when I go down to Hilton Head, I don't have that much interaction with people.
Right,
yeah,
he's sending me DMs.
Yeah, so I'm DMing every day about the Lizzo playing her crystal flute. Speaking of weighted vests. So
yeah, no, you wanted
Drab,
me
and then this is what and then Drab ignored me when I was DMing him, and then when I got back today whenever Drab's gone he comes back, the first thing that I say to Drab is I'm so happy you're back, man.
Right. Yeah, he does make you say that. I do appreciate that. I forgot about that.
And then I'm sitting here waiting for Drab to come in. It's 4:50 a.m. And then I say, you know what? Drab's probably so excited because he doesn't have to come in extra early and do the commercials and everything mm-hmm. that my job entails. So my guess is you were coming in around 5:00-ish.
Yeah.
Hey, I was here at 5 a.m. So he was here at 5:20.
5:15.
Drab strolled in at 5:32 today.
Yeah.
And I go, you know what? Drab's probably excited because he could take his time coming in. And he sits down.
I said, Clary, I was here a lot earlier on Monday when you weren't here.
And I didn't get the reciprocated, hey, I'm glad you're back.
I know. Now I feel bad. I actually think, I said something like, you know what? It was Clary. I think I said Clary's a fun guy.
Not good to say. He goes, hey, can you print out this for me?
I will say, when I fill in for the Junkies, Drab, he lays the groundwork for me. I will say that. He makes it easy for me when you're gone, but I do a lot of work. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I kind of do a lot of work in the morning.
He does do a lot.
Yeah. I'm doing your whole job. You know, Drab's like, hey man,
doesn't my job have a lot of work?
It does. Like reading all those scripts and everything is exhausting, and figuring out which one's it's exhausting. That's a tough job.
I have a great system too.
Yeah. You do have a good system. That's a system I don't like to deal with.
Yeah. Oh, this is what also pissed me off about Drab, is. I did all of Drab's work on Friday night for him for Monday.
No, I didn't say thank you.
And so I don't get a thank you email. And so like,
well, I'm going to email him.
I don't get a thank you text. I don't get thank you in person when I see him. I do the entire work on Friday for him for Monday because I know it's stressful and he doesn't have you there on Monday to help out. I take care of it. And then he just sits back like it's expected.
No, I did appreciate that, but I could tell it was a Friday night job. I mean, there were a couple of mistakes from Valdez. Oh, no. A couple like missing scripts, you know, wrong thing. One thing was saved as like, what was that one thing?
Oh, the Impress technology was saved as like BetMGM.
I'm like, no, I gotta find these. Yeah. You're saving over each other.
I said they're in the folder.
No, I know. It was labeled one thing and you opened it up in Word and it was a different document. Yeah. It wasn't the end of the world.
Yeah, I kept on printing it out. There were a couple
red mark corrections on your performance.
I didn't rush through that.
You didn't double check your work. All right. Well, one of the things that I actually been waiting for Valdez to talk to you guys about this week, and it did not come up on the Junkies, and I specifically did not even ask the Junkies about it, but I want to get your guys' thoughts on this article I have in my hand, a little segment called Left in the Binder.
I like the branding.
McDonald's is selling Happy Meals to adults with a twist. I saw this headline, and there's nothing. There's two things we love on this show: porn and nostalgia. those are our trademarks.
Those are the staples.
And if I know one person that I think would be excited about adult Happy Meals, would be Matt Valdez. Are you fired up to figure out what all these McDonald's Happy Meals are all about, and what's the toy we're gonna get?
I am more excited about the toy. And then if they really wanted to do this, all right, if they really wanted to go all in, they make it adult-sized Happy Meals. Ooh. One more McNugget and an extra large Coke.
Well, that's what they're doing. No, we're not going to have Cakes here who's ordering a child-sized meal. First of all, that drives me nuts. That's the biggest lie. You know about Cakes and McDonald's?
Yeah, the Happy Meal.
Yeah, you get the Happy Meal. Yeah. Beginning October 3rd, customers can order a cactus plant flea market box. Now, I read that and I'm like, well, that sounds awful. But apparently, cactus plant is some sort of streetwear popular by guys like Kanye and I've never even heard of
Travis Scott.
Okay, so I feel old.
He has. We have not.
All right. I was like, who wants a plant Happy Meal? I was thinking like plant, like Beyond Meat or something. Right? I'm like, that sounds terrible.
A veggie burger.
Yeah, but apparently it's
Big
not.
Mac. That would make
so me. Your Big Mac or your Happy Meal can come with a Big Mac or a 10-piece chicken nugget, fries, and a drink. And then it comes with the toy is some sort of collaboration with the cactus plant market brand.
So it's just some weird toy that you would put?
Yes. Toys include redesigned takes on McDonald's famous mascots, including Hamburglar, Grimace, and Birdie, plus a new one named Cactus Buddy. I'm guessing they're all wearing like cactus.
Yeah, they have the wear.
Or streetwear.
All right.
Which is just a great entry point into them. They're testing the waters for bringing back Happy Meals, is what I think they're doing here. Why aren't Happy Meals for adults on the menu? And what would our toys be?
Oh, that's a great question. The toy?
Yeah. Why wouldn't they bring back?
Well, I used to get Sice to play with toys in the tub.
I know.
I love it.
I get my daughters a bath every night. I get so psyched to play with their toys. little tugboats. We're slapping stuff on the tile all the time. Bat toys are silly. And I like taking McDonald's toys were so silly back in the day.
I know. These things were so durable.
But I don't want like a plastic hamburger toy. You know what I mean? I want like a real toy. Something sports themed. I don't know. I'm spitballing here. I really didn't plan out what toy.
I got my favorite toy of all time is when they partnered with Star Wars back in the mid 2000s. And they used to give out Star Wars watches. for McDonald's.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
And it was like, they came in like a little canteen, I think that's what it's called. Yeah. And it's so nice. I think I still have one.
I know what you're going to say.
Do you remember those 90s Olympic Dream Team cups? Is that what you were going to say?
I was thinking about watches, Mickey Mouse watches.
Those
were hot back in the day. But now that you mentioned, yes, I remember when they partnered with the Dream Team. That was silly. You know what that would be nice? They gave out more boardwalks.
Do they still do Monopoly?
I think they still do. It's like an online thing, though.
The toys that I remember from McDonald's, and I'm a little older than you guys, so I don't know what years they came out, but they were like Transformers almost, like McDonald's characters that transformed into food.
There was a French fry one. There was a burger one.
There was a hamburger one when you transformed. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those are the ones I remember. I would take those in the bathtub with me.
I would be psyched for like each market to have like,
no, this is what they don't do anymore.
Like I want Grimace wearing like a Nats jersey or something.
See, that's a great idea.
Yeah, like each market gets their own baseball or whatever.
You know what is what they used to do is like the big movie, the blockbuster that would come out would partner with McDonald's. And then they have a toy that would gear around that release of the blockbuster. But we don't have blockbusters anymore, so there's no real
toys. What do you mean?
We
just had a Top Gun. It was massive. All right,
well, then why are there no Top Gun toys? Do you know how silly it would be to have an F-15 fighter that you would go rooming around with?
I'll be honest, I don't even know, marking
up your wall, then you get pissed off at yourself because you have the big streak on it.
Does McDonald's even have toys in their Happy Meals anymore? But like before this.
Of course. Yes, of course. They have like princesses and stuff, like kings and queens, whatever it is. Yeah, they have stuff.
Same garbage.
Yeah, the same garbage.
Do kids get psyched for McDonald's like we did? I don't think they do because we didn't have as many options back then.
That's true.
I mean, McDonald's was king of the hill.
The reason why people don't get psyched for it is because everyone takes a dump on McDonald's now because it's unhealthy, quote unquote, which it's not.
You know what? Who's the Happy Meal went downhill when they added apples.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: Does what's that Happy guy's Meal come name? Back in the box?
Yeah, yeah,
it's
still in the box.
Still
come
in a box. So. Okay.
What's that guy? Morgan Spurlock.
Oh yeah.
I hate Morgan Spurlock. That guy ruined my life. He directed Super Size Me, Stallion. And this asshole got the whole world to turn on McDonald's.
I know. Well, maybe if he wasn't stuffing his face.
Have you heard of Super Size Me?
Of course. I had to watch it in middle school. Yeah, as a fat guy, he was terrorizing.
He brainwashed. And I remember being so mad because, like, I felt like McDonald's got unfairly targeted for having unhealthy food when the entire documentary is about McDonald's, when there are a million junk food places out there, fast food, restaurants, pantry food, you name it.
You know what else? It's the propaganda.
I used to get sized for the super size.
Of course.
And they got rid of it.
49 cents extra.
The biggest box of fries on earth.
This is also the propaganda that started spreading around that time.
Mm-hmm.
Is they would take a cheeseburger and they would leave it out for a year.
Oh, I know.
and then you would see that here's a fresh burger that is off the grill, and here's a McDonald's burger. Look at all the preservatives.
It's been in like this McDonald's burger has been in this glass case since 1994. And it looks like it was made yesterday. Who cares? I don't know the semantics behind it.
I would love for somebody to take a bite of it and just say, look, I'm still living.
Yeah.
But do you remember when McDonald's first introduced chicken on their menu?
No.
The chicken sandwich?
Oh, the chicken sandwich. Well, they've had chicken nuggets.
Yeah, yeah. I meant like the chicken sandwich.
No, I don't really remember the beginning of
it. There was a point where it was so good that I used to fake sick all the time.
Really?
Yeah. And stay home from school because I knew my parents would bring home McDonald's. And I ate those things for 4 days in a row.
Oh,
I don't remember. What was the name of it?
It was just the McChicken.
All right. I'm going to say the name of a McDonald's item. And I want you to tell me, I want to see if you guys smile. All right. You might be too young. And I'm not going to say Arch Deluxe, which every Rube says. I used to love the Big and Tasty. The Big and Tasty was a silly, because it was like a dollar.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was like their version of the Whopper or whatever it was.
It was like a mini, it was almost like
it was a mini
a Big Mac, but without like the middle bread.
I think so.
But with the same sauce and like a bigger lettuce.
What happened to the Big and Tasty? I used to get that every time.
Is the McRib still a thing?
Yes, like they bring it back once a year, like every March to get all the idiots all fired up.
It's March Deluxe.
Well, I know. People always say, do you remember the Arch Deluxe?
Of course they do.
Right.
Do you remember?
Do you remember? Nostalgia and porn.
Do you remember when you used to see the Big Tubby go get a 20 piece?
I don't get 20 pieces.
No, because you were a teenager. When you were a teenager, you could eat the 20 piece. I used to get the 20 piece.
Well, how many doobies did you have before you ordered that?
You'd always feel a little sick at the end at the 20. Like when you got to 17 or 18,
yeah,
you're always like, damn it, I regret this.
What kind of sauce were you for your nuggets?
Honey.
Are you kidding me?
Honey mustard?
What an awful...
No. Have you ever had honey and chicken McNuggets? Have you ever had honey and chicken McNuggets?
Are you talking honey or honey mustard?
Honey. Honey. Yeah, I want you to go to McDonald's, all you biddies out there, ask for a 10-piece chicken McNuggets and
dip them in honey?
And dip them in honey. It is silly. Okay? I only do it at McDonald's. I might do that today.
I used to take my tongue and swirl it around a sweet and sour sauce.
No, I do the buffalo sauce there. Buffalo sauce at McDonald's is the best.
It's too vinegary.
With the sweet and sour?
No, the buffalo sauce.
Oh. I've never even tasted vinegar in that.
What do you think? I don't know. It's buffalo sauce.
You know what I also don't like?
The buffalo sauce is mostly vinegar, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. What? Ketchup and vinegar.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I thought it was buffalo sauce. It was like spicy sauce.
It's like Frank's, Frank's Red Hot and is all vinegar. That's what it is.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
This is what I don't like.
That's what it is.
Is I don't like Johnny Come Lately, Chick-fil-A, trying to claim they're the GOAT.
Oh, with the Polynesians?
Yeah, of like sweet and sour sauce with their Polynesian sauce. Yeah. We all know the GOAT sauce is sweet and sour McDonald's.
Well, I thought it was the Szechuan sauce or something. Didn't they reintroduce that as a bit a couple years ago?
McDonald's?
Yes. I thought that was like also, I never get the sweet and sour. I'm not a big sweet and sour guy.
Same.
That's green, which is your social studies.
Sweet and sour sauce is green?
No, the cap is green.
Oh.
No cap.
All right. I think I derailed Valdez by saying Szechuan sauce. I'm going to have to look that up. I might be wrong on that, but I thought that. I think it came out like when Mulan came out or something. And they did a bit. And they did like a bit with it. I don't know. I'll have to look into it.
And then do they still have the orange like high C?
Yes.
They do.
Yeah.
I was there yesterday.
Is the Coke still the GOAT?
Oh, yeah. The Coke is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A is close second in that Coke race.
And their Sprite is the best Sprite on the planet at McDonald's.
Hey, did you ever used to play in the play pit?
Of course.
Would you ever let your daughters play in there now?
Of course. I think that is total. There's hardly any left. They got rid of them all. But why was there a movement to get rid of, as if it's any different than the playground outside?
Or a Chuck E. Cheese.
Anything. It's the ball pit. The ball pit brought everything down because kids were like, lice.
Were they choking on lice? Or they're catching diseases.
The diseases. You know who had a Nubs playground? Burger King. Burger King has their own version, and it stinks. it's the Burger King version of it. Just like how Burger King's slightly less, you know, slightly worse than McDonald's at everything, their ball pit and all that's the same.
Also, there's nothing like on a Saturday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You would have doubleheader baseball games.
All right.
Your first one was like at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, and then you have lunch, and then you have your next baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would you go to McDonald's in between?
No. My family was nubs, and they used to pack a lunch in a cooler.
Are you eating a turkey sandwich under the big oak tree at Wright Field?
Yeah, I'm drinking a turkey sandwich with like an orange, with like a peeled orange.
Yeah.
All right, and a Capri Sun, and all the kids, their parents went out and got them Happy Meals and got them McDonald's and everything. They're eating their McDonald's before the game. And I'm sitting there with my crappy turkey sandwich on a Kaiser roll.
Yeah, but they were feeling, all those kids were feeling bloated for the double second game.
I know, but when you're 10 years old, you got no idea what bloated is. Yeah. And so that gives me, that makes me feel bad about my childhood.
That's
and then you know, then they're playing with all their toys on the bench from their Happy Meals. Yeah. And I'm just sitting there with my aluminum foil.
Yeah, your Ziploc baggie. Yeah.
I can't even get real chips out of the bag. You gotta take them from a big bag and put them in a small bag and give them to me.
Right. All right, that's fun. Fun discussion going down nostalgia lane. But when we come back, I want to talk to you guys about an interesting topic that JP brought up yesterday. Would you want to know when you're going to die? We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 53. Drab, before we went to break, you caught my interest. And you brought up this story about knowing when you are going to die.
Yeah, JP was so into the story the other day, he actually approached me and he goes, "Hey, do you mind if we don't do the blitz today?" I about fell out of my chair. And he goes, "I want to bring up this Dana White story."
What was I going to say? JP, this is a pure JP thing. JP's fascinated by this.
Okay.
JP's fascinated with two things. Intelligent life.
Mm-hmm.
And mortality.
He's not, no. JP's not obsessed with mortality. I feel like EB's obsessed with death. JP's obsessed with beating mortality.
Okay. Yeah, I should have specified that. Yes.
Right? Like, JP thinks he's going to beat the system. He's always talking about he's going to live till he's 100 or whatever.
He's got silly genes.
Yeah. So he found this story
he's always curious about Cakes' genes.
Yeah. And he always talks about how his grandmother or somebody lived to a long life. Yeah,
his grandfather lived to like 100.
And unfortunately, his mom passed away at a young age, or relatively young age. So maybe he hasn't been talking about that as much, but for a long time, that was always his calling card.
Yeah.
And he always say, once you make it past, he always say like it was a certain age, like once you make it to 50, you're going to live to 90 or something. It was some weird thing he had. But anyway, so he brought this thing up. Like Dana White brought in a DNA expert and they took some measurement from him and they told Dana White, found out he was going to die in exactly 10 years and 4 months.
Okay. All right. What age does that make Dana?
60 or something like that. I think Dana's maybe 65. I don't know how old Dana is.
Okay.
Somewhere around there.
He's 53 right now.
53.
So
okay.
63 when he
63
died.
Years old. But the whole thing, I guess, was about like, unless you change how you live.
Okay.
This is, and apparently this guy who does this study nails it all the time. Like within 1 month, he's some sort of genius.
What was Dana's reaction after he was told 63?
I believe he was taken aback. Okay. I believe, but so JP kind of threw it out there, was like, would you want to know when you're going to die? And I can't imagine anyone but JP wanting to, and Dana White, two hard-headed, stubborn people, to know when they think they're going to die so they can beat the system. Because JP, I think, would love to know for someone to tell him this is when you're going to die. And then he'll start doing everything he can, running all the marathons and beating the pavement or whatever he's doing.
Pounding
the pavement to beat the Grim Reaper.
All right.
Who else would want to know when they're going to die?
I kind of want to.
You do?
Yes. If you gave me an age that says this is the ballpark of when you're going to die.
So you can do your mid-retirement? About this, you're going to die at 54. Oh, well, I'm retired now.
Yeah. All right. I would want to know when I'm going to die because it could help plan my future.
This doesn't include freak accidents.
I know that. Okay. But here's the difference is that if you told me I was going to die at 63... I wouldn't be out there trying to change my lifestyle. I would just I would try to plan. I want to get things done in my life before I reach my demise.
Oh, you like want to go to Portugal? And
yeah,
like,
yeah. All that I want to go play this golf course. Yeah, and then I figure, oh, I have this many years before I got to start doing that. It's not about beating the system for me.
What happens is
I've come to grips that at some point in my life I'm going to die.
Right, but what happens is, Valdez, you're going to get Lou Gehrig's disease at 42. And then you're like, that's just a horrible beat. You know?
Oh, well, I know this is the pinnacle of my life right now. I'd probably take off a little more.
if I knew that. I guess you would probably quit you put your 2 weeks in.
I probably would.
Stallion, you want to know when you're going to die too?
Yes, I do. For the same reasons.
It's not about changing our lifestyle. It's about
wanting to fulfill all our dreams.
That's a great way to put it.
But don't you already know that you're on a limited, you know, you got a limited bandwidth here.
Yeah, but now you know for sure. Now you know for sure. I'm going to die at 40, then I'm going to do everything that I wanted to do.
Yeah, but you can't because you live with your mom and dad and you work part time at the radio station. You know what I mean? Like, okay. Money still rules the world. It's not like you go, I'm going to go spend 6 months in Australia.
I mean, I wouldn't have the money to do that, but I mean, maybe I'd rob a bank because I know I'm going to die at one point.
You spend your last 7 years in Leavenworth.
They'll never catch me. I'll go to flight school and I'll hop on a plane after I rob a bank. Okay. No one will ever see me.
I do appreciate those people who find out they're going to die and they get cancer or something. And didn't that happen to Ted Leonsis? Like Ted Leonsis.
They told him he had cancer?
Something happened with Ted, his origin story, when he was like our age. He found out, or he survived a plane crash, I believe. Ted Leonsis survived, and then he said, I put together a bucket list. And it was like a thing of 100 things that he wanted to do before he died.
Uh-huh.
And I think he did them all. Now, granted, he's a billionaire.
That'd be so silly.
Because he felt like he got a second chance at life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Joel, do you remember when Jerry's friend had a cancer scare?
I don't remember this one.
On Seinfeld episode. Well, John Lovitz.
But didn't he fake it?
Yeah, but it was like a... Like they lanced the boil off or something like that. Yeah, he said he had skin cancer.
Yeah.
All right. I could see that being like Ryan and myself, where all of a sudden... We're dying at 42 of Lou Gehrig's disease. Mm-hmm. We got so many offers to go play golf.
You're going to play golf with Lou Gehrig's disease?
No, how that goes. Before it pummels you.
Okay, all right.
And then all of a sudden, there might be people out there wanting to help fulfill my dreams. Kind of like John Lovitz when they gave him his wig.
Yeah.
as a present.
You want to be like the Make-A-Wish adult.
Yeah. And you know what? That's a great idea to come up with. The Make-A-Wish adult section.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, I want to have Alexis Texas sit on my face.
Yeah. Her thighs to smother me.
That'd be so
Lisa Ann and Brandy Lou, I'm love in the same room, please.
Brandy. I guess I for her.
I just throw a wrench in his brain there.
But So why wouldn't you want to know?
I was joking on JP a little bit, but I also kind of feel like I'm going to beat the system. I'm not big into politics. I don't care at all. But one thing that Donald Trump said that always kind of stuck with me, all right? Donald had this silly idea that your life is a battery. And the more work and exercise you do, you use up that battery. And so that's why Donald tub of goo. Because he feels like the harder he works, the quicker he's going to expire. just take it easy.
It's like the bend over theory.
You only got so many bend overs, Valdez. Right. That's why you just can't, you know, I always think about the founder of the Power Bar. Okay. You guys remember the Power Bar? It was a big nutrition thing.
Yeah. I remember.
Do you know that the founder of the Power Bar, big, Nutro guy, okay, died of a heart attack at 51 running a marathon.
That's ironic.
Okay, healthiest guy ever. I just feel like sometimes the more work you do, the harder, the more strain you put on your body.
You can't take it,
it's going to shut down.
That's why, remember all the junk she used to say, that's why Jason's going to die first? Right. Because his heart takes a lot to
too much pumping.
Yeah, to keep that big lurch going.
Yeah. Cakes is going to live to 95. Yeah,
he's got a tiny mouth body.
Right, yeah.
You know what? Now I feel better about taking the elevator every morning.
Yeah.
No, see, I'm not working too hard, which is good.
What do you think? Didn't the junkies call you like a big guy or something yesterday?
Yeah, yeah. EB's like, yeah, you're a thick guy, right? It's like, dude, just rip the Band-Aid off and call me a fatty. Like, come on, just say it.
I have a lot of theories about that.
About what?
About fat.
All right. Valdez is getting ready to offend people. Yeah,
yeah. I'm not. I can. You know what? I could say it because I'm a fat guy.
All right.
The new word for fat, because you can't say someone's fat anymore because that's you're being a body shamer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you call them unhealthy?
Yeah, that is
the new thing going around these days.
I can't. But can't you just criticize someone's health?
No. But when you say you look fat, you're saying you look unhealthy. Mm-hmm. That shows some sort of concern.
That's a code word.
Yeah. So unhealthy is a code word for calling somebody fat nowadays.
But what's really? I mean, who are you to call someone unhealthy?
Because if they're a bigger person, mm-hmm. obviously they could have diabetes. They have a million issues. Right. Like
it's a tax on the healthcare system.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm looking at landfill right now.
Right.
Instead of being mean to him and saying he's obese and overweight,
okay.
I'd say landfill, you're unhealthy. All right, and then what's wrong with that? Because it is. He's unhealthy.
Landfill, you're morbidly unhealthy.
That's the new fact.
Is this because of Lizzo played the flute? Is this what this is about, Valdez?
Exactly.
She's got you all fired up.
Has me all fired.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something about these people losing their mind about Lizzo. Did you even know James Madison had a flute 2 days ago? Be honest.
To be honest, I did not know James Madison had a flute.
Okay.
And to be honest,
why are people all worked up about it?
Because that's how she looked.
Right. It was more because you let some stripper shaking her butt cheeks all the time, touch a piece of American history.
Yes. You let someone twerk. It's like somebody twerking with the Constitution in their hands.
Yeah, it's disrespectful. I found it mildly annoying that the National Archives or the Library of Congress, whatever one, they have a room dedicated to flutes. That bothered me for some reason.
To artifacts?
Yeah. Well, just like lame artifacts. No one cares.
I've never heard of the crystal flute. It actually made me think about Indiana Jones.
Oh, and the crystal skull. What else is in the... All right, if they got a flute room, what else is in there? Like
a pen room.
Oh, a fountain pen room.
Yeah, so many fountain pens.
All right, I like that.
Or feathered pens.
What about a revolver room?
I would like the revolver room.
Some classics.
That'd be like, I know, but and it's not about Lizzo.
Uh-huh.
If Kid Rock was on stage with the revolver Aaron Burr used in the duel,
twirling it around,
sure. I'd be bitter.
A little disrespectful.
That's disrespectful.
All right, yeah. I can see that. Yeah.
All right.
All right, you're selling me a little bit.
He's playing ball with the ball and shooting off Alexander Hamilton's gun. All right, I'd be bitter.
Okay.
All right. If Ted Nugent was playing Stranglehold with George Washington's rifle, mm-hmm. I'd be pissed.
All right. Have you guys ever been? Am I missing out? I've never been to the National Archives.
I've never been either.
I've never seen the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights. Should I make a stop for those? No one ever wants to go see those things.
Who cares about them? It's a piece of paper. Like, let's just be honest. Who cares?
I know, but it's a stone tombstone in Arlington. Who cares?
I mean, yeah. Who cares?
Wait, you aren't into any of the stuff?
I'm not into what?
Any
Americana. History.
Americana. In Washington, D.C., the National Mall.
Like, I mean, I like this stuff. It's just I've grown up around it.
Are you telling me you don't like it like when you go to the Museum of American History and you see the flag from Fort McHenry in Baltimore? And
That is kind of cool. I don't know why, but that is kind of cool. That's I remember seeing that. Yeah. But other than that, I don't really care. Like, it's fine.
Or seeing a musket from a soldier during the Civil War.
Why do you think they made Google? Like, this is all stuff that we can just Google and find out for ourselves. I don't need to see it in person because I can see it on my screen. I don't need to travel. I can see it on my iPad.
Hey, what other artifacts would you be psyched to see? Because I didn't know that crystal existed, but now it's tainted.
It's a good question, Valdez. What kind of artifacts would I'm big into pirates. Are there any
I think my three artifacts.
Yeah. American artifacts.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
You know what I would be psyched to do? What? I would be psyched. I'd be psyched for you to dress up as a woman. All right. And pretend and go through the back passages that Marilyn Monroe did to go bang JFK. I think that would be cool.
What do you mean the back passages?
Didn't they have
alleyway sex?
Yeah, yeah. No.
I don't know much, but I know they had sex, but I don't know.
Didn't they have to go through like all of these secret passageways in the White House to sneak her in?
That's news to me. You're probably right.
I thought they did.
Right.
I think that would be cool to explore that.
I don't know about these. That's a good question. Artifacts. What artifacts would I want to see? You know what gives me a little tingling in my like fingers or my heart whenever I see it? Ford Theater. I always get unsettling feeling maybe and then they show the building across the street where he actually died in the townhome, and I feel like this is cool but also sad, and Abe Lincoln was a big silly and brain matter was all over the floor here, and I don't know, just like
feel bad for that carpet cleaner.
Right. I get psyched for Ford Theater. I think that's a slept on venue in the DC area.
I do too, and I've never been. I really want to go.
What about President Taft's underwear?
Where's that?
I don't know, but I think that'd be a cool thing to see. Because wasn't he the big fatty? Yeah, the unhealthy one. Wasn't he the unhealthy president?
That was Taft.
Right. And I think it's cool too that President Taft, the legend is that he invented the seventh inning stretch. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Yeah. Is that because he had to get up?
Yeah, because it's such a big, big
unhealthy
bun. Big unhealthy. That he couldn't sit down that long, so he had to go stand up.
And so, I didn't know
and
that.
And so when he stood up, everyone else stood up in the stands.
Can I tell you what piece I just thought of this, of American history that I thought was overrated? Moon rocks. I remember some astronaut coming to my grammar school and showing off a moon rock and feeling incredibly.
His name was Buzz Aldrin.
And I remember feeling incredibly disappointed. I get psyched for astronauts, but the actual looking at a moon rock, I felt like you should be way cooler. It just looked like a normal rock to me. I don't know. That's my piece of Americana that I don't get that size for.
How old were you when this guy came in?
I don't know, fourth grade or something. Have you ever seen a moon rock?
Yes, I have.
All right, yeah, not that exciting.
I was a loser. I used to keep them in my shoebox.
Well, you actually had a real moon rock?
We used to call them moon rocks because they had like little holes in them.
I think that's a candy, isn't it?
Yeah. The chocolate rocks. Yeah. Like it looks like glass.
I'll get back to you.
Hey, what about Betsy Ross's sewing kit? I got a couple holes in some pants.
Is that still around?
I don't know. Probably not.
Right.
That's got to be.
Also, the other thing that in D.C. that I remember getting excited about was seeing the bed that George Washington died in.
Wasn't it super tiny?
I don't remember being. It's a four post bed. I just remember thinking like, That's pretty wild. That's where the most famous American of all time died in this room.
I get sized for a mountain.
I get sized for presidents dying. Clearly. Where they die, being in the room.
Be a fly in the wall.
I'm the morbid one.
Feel their presidential spirit floating around.
Yeah, like their ghosts are floating around. I think that might be what it is. Maybe their ghosts is floating around right there.
You know,
who's the next one? It's like a doorstop for
him. I don't know if I can tell you where any other presidents died. Well, I guess I know where JFK died.
Yeah, yeah.
That's about it.
But I get sized for Mount Vernon, though. That's like, I wish I could just go back in time and be a pilgrim. Just be a fly on the wall there. I'd be a silly pilgrim, too. Big, strong guy. Unhealthy, some would say. I'd be silly.
Hey, you know that was a sign of wealth back in the day.
What? Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Being unhealthy.
Yeah. I know. It's
because they're like, you can afford food. That's why.
It's like it's like back in the day in Japan and Asia that if you were tan, that was not a good look. And nowadays, tan is hot. But if you were tan back then, that meant you were a field worker.
Hey, when you were in high school, you had to do your presidential report.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you do yours on?
Never did one.
What?
Yeah. I think we skipped that.
You actually didn't do that?
We did a lot of state reports. I remember doing numerous state reports. And I always chose Indiana because I love Notre Dame. I know. Literally picked the worst state.
Anything less, more boring?
Yeah. I know.
Larry Bird, Notre Dame.
Who was your big president?
Oh, I did a huge report on Warren G. Harding.
Can I tell you something?
What's that?
I've never heard that name in my life.
That was a president. I haven't either. Yeah.
You don't remember his teapot? Don't remember his teapot dome scandal?
No. Didn't even know he was a person. Warren G. Harding?
Yes.
That's the least known president there is.
I've never heard of him. What year was he a president? Or what years, plural?
Wasn't he like in the 20s or 30s?
19?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of this guy.
Never. Yeah. What did he do that was
teapot dome scandal?
That means nothing to me.
Kind of rings a bell.
He he was riddled with political upheaval and corruption.
I'm going to ask Ryan Clary. I want to know how smart he is. This is the easiest question of all time.
Oh no,
General Grant.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What was his middle initial?
I just wanna... S.
I don't know why I just asked you that. That must mean we're doing presidential trivia. Yeah. Must mean we're out of time. It's tough filling an hour.
An hour.
I wasn't here this long.
Valdez missed 3 days this week. Yeah. Actually, we never got to the good conversation of talking about girls on Reddit, which Ryan and I bonded over this week.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, it was silly.
It made it on air. My mom texted me. She said, "This is disgusting." Live on air.
Do you know that Clary's mom texts him throughout the show about the inappropriate commentary he's having?
Really?
Yes.
Why don't you tell your mother to stop?
I know.
You don't think I've tried? I've tried. She is so nosy about it. She loves to listen. But like,
does she listen to this?
Dude, no. She listened to Ryan.
I know, but I'm saying, does she
listen? No. She listened to Ryan tell the grandma bikini story on the air.
Oh, did you tell that on air?
Yes.
She immediately texted him.
She said, "This is disgusting."
And then the next day he talked about the girls' Facebooks.
Remember that viral video?
Yes, it was a Howard Stern thing. I said that just for you.
Did
you show him
that video?
Some old Stern bit. Let's go out with a laugh. All right, guys. That was we don't even know what episode of Bit Season that was.
53.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Warren G. Harden, 21 to 23. 23.
All right, man. Long run there. Long presidential run, 2 years. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
Bye.